4F. Listen to a talk on how to check online facts. Write down the key pieces of advice given on this topic.
When is a fact not a fact? Which of the following statements are true? Plato was an ancient Hawaiian weatherman. David Beckham was a Chinese goalkeeper in the 18th century. Answer? Neither of them. Yet, both of these so-called facts have been posted on Wikipedia. Listen to a talk on checking online facts.
An obvious reason for many of the falsified entries online is that anyone with an internet connection can contribute to Wikipedia, and the site is therefore vulnerable to mischief makers. Nevertheless, despite Wikipedia's warning that some articles may contain errors, students around the world continue to use Wikipedia as a reference tool for essays, presentations, and project work. At least Wikipedia tries to correct errors when they are reported. Elsewhere on the internet, there are no editors to check that articles are accurate and impartial. You may be earnestly informed that the Apollo moon landings never happened. They were staged on a Hollywood movie set. That rock crystals cure cancer, and that Yetis exist. There are many reasons for making bogus claims online. Sometimes people want to sell something. Sometimes it is an attempt to gather support for a political cause. And sometimes people just want to grab our attention. One way to avoid being fooled is to make sure you consult more than one online source. Rather than believing the first item you read, always verify important information by confirming it with a variety of sources. For example, if you are informed that apple pips contain lethal quantities of cyanide, a quick glance at other articles will soon put the claim in perspective. Apple pips do contain cyanide, for example, but in such small amounts that it poses no danger. Checking the date of the source is also helpful since wild claims, like the apple pip one, are often contradicted by later articles. Now, every researcher knows that some sources are more reliable than others. On the internet, anyone can publish whatever they regard as facts. However, some websites, for example, those run by quality newspapers or university research departments, have to think about their reputation. Publishing an article that is later disproved can result in a major blow to the organization's credibility. This is what happened to the Sunday Times newspaper when it published what it believed were Hitler's wartime diaries. When they turned out to be forgeries, the UK newspaper had to print a humiliating apology to its readers. When evaluating the reliability of information, it is important to ask yourself the question, who wrote this? One reason that many academics are reluctant to trust Wikipedia is that very few Wikipedia contributors use their real names or provide any information about who they are. A name and a list of credentials allow readers to see whether the writer is an expert in the area they are covering. More convincing still are texts that cite the sources of the factual information or statistics that they draw on. This is a major point in Wikipedia's favor. Another key question is, why did the author write this? What's the motive? The site may have certain reasons for presenting a particular point of view on a topic: commercial, political, or personal. The specific audience the text is aimed at may also influence how the facts are presented. An article about global warming, written for climate change deniers, is unlikely to offer a balanced view of the issue. If the page contains advertising, it is also worth taking a look at the relationship between the advertisements and the content. Is there a link? Or does the advertising simply provide financial support for the page? And finally, Betteridge's Law. One lighthearted tip for evaluating information comes from technology writer Ian Betteridge. He argues that the answer to any news headline that ends in a question mark is usually no. Does asparagus cure cancer? No, or the journalist would not have put a question mark in. In Betteridge's opinion, the reason for this kind of headline is that the writer knows the story is probably nonsense, but wants to run it anyway. Betteridge's law of newspaper headlines is a handy rule of thumb for busy students hunting for real information. Is the internet filling our heads with lies and nonsense? Probably not.